This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. As we continue talking about the disappearance of Malaysian Airlines 370, and it has now been 3 weeks since it vanished off the face of the earth, they think that they may have found some debris in one more location, and they are sending ships there to try to scoop it up and determine if what they have there is actually debris from the plane. We also have news today that they have looked through, the investigators have looked through the files that were on the simulator that Captain Zahari Ahmad Shah had in his home. He was the captain of 370, the Boeing 777 that has gone missing and presumably gone down in the southern Indian Ocean. But they looked at those files on the simulator thinking, oh, well, maybe he had something evil in mind. And now they say, no, no smoking gun. We don't have anything on this computer that would tell us why he did what he did or lead us to any kind of conclusions whatsoever. That has not stopped, of course, the internet speculation and cable news speculation about what did happen. But the fact that he had a flight simulator in his home, particularly one with multiple screens and a big setup, made me almost a little bit jealous, because I've always secretly harbored a desire to do that. I can remember years ago going over to a friend's house, and he had one of the early forms of Microsoft's flight simulator software, and essentially he was running it with a keyboard and a joystick. Now it's much more sophisticated than that. In fact, there are hundreds of thousands of people who do play with these simulators and this software at home around the world, and one of those is my next guest. His name is Justin Friedland, who used to be a producer for ABC News. Now he's a real estate agent in Pound Ridge, New York, and he has logged hundreds of hours as a virtual pilot and hundreds of hours as a virtual air traffic controller as well, and he's part of VATSIM, a virtual air traffic simulation platform. Justin, welcome to America Weekend.
Paul, thank you very much.
Pleasure when you saw the pictures of what Captain Shaw had in his home, did you say, oh, that looks cool, and that's fairly standard for sim people?
It looks like what's sitting on my desk right now.
Explain to my audience why you do what you do with that software.
Well, you just said the key thing. You've always wanted to fly. I've always wanted to fly. My whole life, if my eyes had been better as a kid, I would have gone into the Air Force in a heartbeat, because flying was all I wanted to do. My eyes weren't good enough back when I was growing up in the 60s. If you didn't have perfect vision, you didn't fly. So I kind of let that dream go and you know, went and did what else I did. When Microsoft Flight Simulator came out from Microsoft, I had that same version that your friend had. Little wireframe airplanes, little wireframe buildings, little almost sketches of dials and gauges. But I put that on my computer, and I flew every chance I got. And as the program got more sophisticated, I upgraded. And now, you know, you've got a virtual world that's you know, pretty close to photorealistic in a lot of ways. You've got aircraft that are modeled after the actual aircraft and have every switch, gauge, button, dial. They all work. You can overload it. You can unbalance it. You can make it unflyable. And you'll get the same result that you'd get if you did that in real life.
Can you fly anywhere and land at any airport and see it the way it really is?
You can fly anywhere. You can land at any airport, depending on the scenery that you've bought. I mean, Microsoft Flight Simulator tried to duplicate or provide you with every airport in the world. Obviously, the detail level is going to be is not going to be exact, because otherwise the program would be enormous.
Right.
But you can, if you want, pick up aftermarket airports. There's a huge aftermarket industry now of programmers who are making airplanes, scenery, airports, cities, and you can pick up Kennedy, or you can pick up Atlanta, or you can pick up Memphis, or you can pick up Houston, and it will be pretty much every building, runway, taxiway, runway sign that you'd find at the real airport.
Now, I have talked to people who actually do fly airplanes, and they tell me that particularly on a long-haul flight, in the middle, it's very boring because mostly they put the thing on autopilot. So is virtual piloting more about takeoffs and landings?
It depends on who you are. Right at the moment, we have an enormous event going on VATSIM, and I wish you could see it. In fact, you could see it if you go to if you Google a program called VATSPY, V-A-T-S-P-Y, and download that and put it on your computer. Then you could take a look at our virtual world, and you'd see that right at the moment there are 890 pilots all online, and they're flying an event called Cross the Pond. They've left from four airports in Europe, and they are flying westbound to four airports in North America. We've got 136 air traffic controllers online right now guiding these airplanes across the ocean. It looks like a black river of data tags flying from Europe to the United States.
Now, wait a second. Let me interrupt you, Justin. What do and you've done this, so what do the virtual controllers do? Doesn't the software tell them everything they need?
If you're flying this on VATSIM, you're filing a flight plan. You have set up a route. You have applied for permission to fly. A clearance delivery controller has okayed your route and given you permission. You've set an altitude. You've set waypoints in the sky that you're going to hit. Then as you fly along, you're talking, you're handed from controller to controller to controller, just like you would be in real life. And they keep track of you and make sure that you're not getting too close to another aircraft. They'll give you speed commands. They'll give you altitude commands. And in that, because we can see, if you're flying virtually with us, we can see every other airplane that's flying virtually near us. So if you come too close to me, I'm going to see you in my windscreen.
Huh. Are the people who are flying these virtual planes flying them for virtual airlines? Is there a Southwest pilot saying, oh, that schmuck from Delta's here now?
Well, the answer is there are there is a virtual airline for every real live airline.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a huge number of virtual airlines out there that you can join or not join, your choice. And yes, you'll see the aircraft. You'll see the correct livery. So if it's a Delta plane, you'll see it with the Delta colors. And all of this, by the way, is software that VATSIM gives you for free. There's no charge. There's no dues. There's no membership fee. If you've got a computer and you've got Microsoft Flight Simulator, we will give you everything else you need to fly online and you know, see and be seen.
Now, I understand that Captain Shaw, the guy behind the pilot of Malaysian 370, was well known to a lot of people in the flight simulation community. Did you know him?
No, I did not. You know, I've heard that. He was not a member of VATSIM, nor was his co-pilot, but that's not surprising. By count, we think that there are maybe 10 to 20% of all people who fly on a computer are actually members of either VATSIM or one of our – there's one other big competing network. The other 80% don't fly online. They just fly on their computer.
Gotcha. Now, speaking of this 777 that was involved there, could you use your simulator to try to recreate what happened to 370 and work on theories that way?
The answer is there's a brilliant model of the 777 that's available for aftermarket purchase. It duplicates everything that the real 777 does, but I have to tell you, Paul, there are so many variables that, you know, could I take off from Malaysia and kind of head in the direction that flight was supposed to head in? Sure, I could. Would I run into the same weather? Would I run into the same conditions? Would my airplane do the same things that aircraft did? It wouldn't. So unless I've got an absolute set of parameters to log into my flight simulator, my flight's going to be completely different.
I've only got about 15 seconds here, Justin. Are you jealous of the guy that CNN's using in that big simulator up in Mississauga, Ontario?
Yes, I am.
that thing looks incredibly cool. By the way, we have put a link on our America Weekend Twitter feed, at America Weekend, to the virtual air traffic controller that you were just talking about. And I appreciate you coming on here and sharing your experiences. Thanks so much.
I appreciate you having me. I hope people join us.
Justin Friedland, former producer for ABC News, now a real estate agent in Pound Ridge, New York, and a virtual pilot and virtual controller. VatSim is the community he's part of. I'm Paul Harris. The community you're part of right now is called America Weekend, on the air every Saturday and Sunday from the Envision Networks.